The governor made the call Monday at stops in Fort Myers, Sanford, and Jacksonville. The package will be considered during the 2018 regular session that kicks off in January.
I'm proud to announce that in my budget this year, I have $180 million worth of tax reductions that's going to help Florida families and help Florida businesses.
The crown jewel of the blueprint is a series of sales tax holidays.
One is a 10-day back-to-school sales tax holiday, so when you're sending your children back to school, you can afford the supplies. The other one, as we know, we've just finished in hurricane season. We know the importance of preparing, so in my budget, I'll have 3 one-week sales tax holidays to get ready for hurricane season.
Total cost of the holidays is $88 million, $73 million for back to school, and the remainder for disaster preparedness. Driver's license fees also would be reduced under the plan.
Back in 2009, the politicians in Tallahassee, during the recession, raised the fee for your driver's license from $20 to $48. My goal this year is reduce that, which will save Florida taxpayers $87 million. Puts more money back in your pocket, and every time we reduce taxes, we get more revenues.
I think it's worked. You know, the last couple of times I've been able to be a part of voting on what have been the largest tax decreases in state history more than once. That's exciting.
State Representative Clay Ingram is a Republican from Pensacola. Scott's proposals come as the legislature faces a tight squeeze in the upcoming fiscal year.
The final number we come to may not be $180 million in cuts. I imagine we'll have cuts. The governor, these are his recommendations. It's the legislature that has the power of the purse. I think we'll take some of these as recommendations, and I'm sure a lot of the ideas are vetted.
When lawmakers cut taxes in one area, oftentimes they have to make up for those cuts in other parts of state spending. But Ingram says by and large, that's not necessarily been the rule of late.
Obviously, immediately when you cut, you're going to see a decrease in that particular area of revenue. But overall, the state revenue picture has increased because for the most part, we've made up for the cuts in the fact that people have spent more because they have money and revenue has increased.
There's much talk about Rick Scott's final tax cut plan being his final hurrah as governor. The 2018 session is also the last hurrah for Representative Clay Ingram, who's termed out next year. Ingram says the 8 years in Tallahassee have flown by.
The bit of the budget that I have a lot of control over is tourism, transportation, and economic development. That's the committee that I chair. Outside of that, we all know what the military means to our economy locally, and so Jerry Williamson and I will spend a lot of time focusing on things to protect our military bases when it comes time for the base realignment and closure process.
More details on Governor Scott's proposed budget will see the light of day in the coming weeks. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.